The eternal ever new. Our minds are preoccupied with dividing, ordering, controlling, and possessing our environment, including our own lives. The concept of time is a mental phenomenon. We focus much on the past and the future to the detriment of our enjoyment of the present. Through meditation, we learn detachment from our mind's preoccupations, including our obsession with past and future. As we enter deeper into our hearts, we become more centered in the moment, in the eternal now. The eternal now is also the eternally new. They say there is nothing new under the sun. Everything has always existed and will always exist, though in ever-changing forms. Newness is relative to our lived experience. For a child, riding a bicycle for the first time is a new experience, though people have been riding bicycles for hundreds of years. When we discover something that has not previously been known by mankind, we say it is new. A new country, a new species of butterfly, a new deposit of gold, a new law of mathematics. Though all of these things have always been there, awaiting our discovery. Newness lies in uncovering truth, whether on the physical, mental, or spiritual plane. Meditation affords us the most direct access to planes of spiritual truth beyond our mind's perception, and hence access, from the point of view of our experience, to the ever new. Living only in our minds is like living in the same room with the same furniture. We may rearrange the furniture, but the room remains the same. We become stagnant, bored, and boring. Our spiritual heart is the source of ever-expanding experience, ever-deepening truth, and constant newness. Only in constant newness can we remain always inspired, enthusiastic, energetic, happy, and fulfilled. How to live in our now of eternal newness? Meditate.